This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Pegid Aleph Mishnah Hei. So we continue now in our discussion of different types of kelim that are made out of metal, clay mateches, and whether they're mekabel tumah or not. Some of the discussions will be on whether that thing is a shem kli, whether it's a kli b'fnei atzmoi. We had the previous Mishnah, if it's a clay shem shamish karka, so because of that, mechubel karka is not mekabel tumah. All these protim have to be nisbaran, a lot of different protim. Akrev shel prumbio. We're talking over here about the part of the muzzle of a behemoth. There's a piece of metal that's bent that goes into the mouth of the animal in order to, when it's pulled by the driver, that prevents the animal from moving on. Tmeh, it's considered a kli. Remember, by the way, that clay matachas doesn't need to be a clay kibble. It's certainly not a clay kibble over here. It's a piece of metal that goes the bit in the mouth of the behemoth, you pull on it, so it's a klei meshamesh odom. A klei meshamesh behemoth, as a rule, is not a kli, but over here it's meshamesh odom, because it's the way the odom controls the behemoth. Ulchoyayim, these are pieces of metal that go on the cheeks of the behemoth, tohirim, because they serve the behemoth, they don't help the driving of the behemoth. They serve the odom in the sense that it's a yofi, the animal, it's a covered for the person. You're talking about the horses that are outside Buckingham Palace, so they need to be decorated. But be'etzim, it's a mishamish for the behemoth, and kelim ha-mishamshim is a behemoth, not kelim. We just explained the lashon l'chayayim from a lashon of cheeks. L'maisa, the Rav explains that's more related to the word luchos. They're two pieces of metal on the sides of the face. Probably the two pshatim are the same. L'maisa, when you look at the Rambam, it doesn't sound like the Pshat in the Mishnah is Bechlal because it's a Klei Meshamesh Behemah. Be'etzim, it's part of the bit. It's the part that goes around the face of the Behemah. And it is L'shamesh Odom, but it's not a Klei Bifnei Atzmoi. It's only a Tofel to the Akriv, and that's why it's not Mekabel Tumah. Reb Elezer Mitami B'Lechoyayim. The Tanakama says Tohirim. Reb Elezer holds that it's Tomei. L'fi the second Pshat that we just said, the Rambam Pshat, is more of a mockum to understand it. That's a judgment call whether something is a mishamish bifnei atzmoi. It controls the resin, the reins of the behemoth, so that also is a klei bifnei atzmoi. According to the first pshat, the stum, what you'll have to say is that l'maisa, these decorations, luchos, l'choyayim, were put on the behemoth only together with the resin. When the whole mouth of the behemoth is covered with this whole mechanism of reins, so this was put on Lenoi. That's L'shamash HaTzabahema. That's L'shamash HaSa'odam. Because it's only there when the reins are put on the mouth of the behemoth, so the behemoth loses its yaifi. So it's there L'shamash HaSa'odam, L'chvoidai. V'achomim ha'imim en tome elo akrev. The Mishnah is really just repeating what it said in the Reisha. Some of Hashem said the Kachi Daka Shal Mishnah sometimes to make this type of back and forth. And really it only is the Shita of the Tanakama. You look at the Elie Rabbah, and he says, L'maisa, that there's two parts of the Akriv. Kanira, one part was Pashut, that's the Tanakhama. One part was Taka Shaila, whether it's a Dova Bifnei Atzmoi. And that's where the Machloik is between the Blazer and the Chachomaz. It's not exactly the same Nekuda as the Tanakhama. Ubishas Chiburon, when the L'choyayim are put onto the reins, Hakol Tameh. This is the cloud that's known as Kol HaMechuber L'Tomei Tomei. It's only when it's separate pieces, you could say, is it a Kli B'Fnei Atzmoi or not? But if it's Mechuber L'Tomei and it's part of that Kli, which is Yeh Mekabel Tumah, so then Avada, it is Mekabel Tumah as part of that. Mishnah Vov, Piko Shel Mateches, on knitting, I don't know if it's on the knitting needles, on the loom, they put a small piece of metal on the Plach HaTvio, in order to weight it down. Probably it made it more efficient. The shells, if it's a dava bifnei atzmoi, it's only part of that thing, because that's what's used. If it's made out of metal, they weighted down the strings with the wood. Rebbe Kiva mitame, he holds that it's a kli bifnei atzmoi, it's a kabel tumah bifnei atzmoi. Lacham mitarin, it's not a kli bifnei atzmoi, because it's only part of the klei tvio. Umitzupa, if it's only covered with metal, it itself is made of eitz, tohiran, this vice versa, the rea koil, because the ikra kli is pshute kli eitz. Remember that a kli eitz has to have clay kibble. Clay mateches is a chdovah choshev even without clay kibble, because the usage of the metal comes from the strength of the metal. Wood, you don't use wood, lamashal. You can't make a hammer out of wood. You bang a nail in with a piece of wood, it doesn't work. Clay eitz, the functionality of the eitz is in the clay kibble shabai. The functionality of the metal is because it's formed into a useful shape that could hold, that has strength. It could bang, it could strengthen, it could bolster, it could weight. So that's why metal has a functionality of a dovah shimushi, of a kli, even without a clay kibble. So here's just a machlokes whether it's a clay b'fnei atzmoi, but if it's pshutei kli eitz, about it's not mekabel tumah. A few more details. You look at the Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam says that the reason for this machlok to be given the Chacham by a pika shoma teches is because it doesn't have a dove b'fnei atzmoi. So when a person says pika, he has to say pika shel kush. The Rambam speaks it out. The pika that's metal, that's that. So it doesn't have a shem b'fnei atzmoi. The Tosfos Yom Tov says, so what's the machlok? The shaila is whether it has a shem b'fnei atzmoi. So he says, the emphasis of Rabbi Kivim of the Chacham lav dafka is a machlok. Markiasi and Markiasi, says Lamaisa. Mufoshim speak out. The Rambam say, Halokha kechakomen. So it's Mufoshim Teseft. Also, it's Machlokes Tanoim. So the Shaila is not in, is whether it's called a separate Kli, whether that's enough to be defined as a separate Kli. Another very wichtige Nekuda is that there's Mufoshim Machlokes Rishonim over here, which is you say this in Klei Matachas Bechlal. What we just said when we explained the Mishnah that clay mateches are only when the kli itself is mateches, but when it's only mitzupe b'mateches, you go bas the ikka kli, which is kli eitz, is mufurish in the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, and it happens to be the shitosev his psak in Hilchas Kelim Peg Dal Halacha Beis. The pshute kli eitz hamitzupe mateches is Torah. However, the Rash is cholik. The Rash over here, it doesn't say mufurish that he's arguing. But in Mishnah Zayin, in Perchov Beis, he says Mavush. Clay eitz that are mitzupe mateches, the tzipui takes over the Shem HaKli, and it's now clay mateches. So obviously the Pshan, the Mishnah, mitzupe mateches can't be the way we just explained. So the Rash says a chiddish. What he's saying over here is l'shitosai. He says that the Mishnah is not dealing with clay mateches, whether it's mekabel tumah or whether it's mekabel tumah. We're talking about Tumah Yishonah, reconstituted Tumah. If you take Shviris of Klei Matechas and use it to be Mitzapah, this Klei Eitz, the Shaila is now whether we look at that as a newly made, again, Klei Matechas that gets back the Gzeira of Tumah Yishonah, that you don't have. Chazal weren't going to Tumah Yishonah, that it comes back to Klei Kesef, Klei Matechas, unless the mateches is a clay b'fnei atzmoi, not when it's be'etzem, only the tzipui of clay. Now we're going to have parts of metal that are parts of the weaving process. Hakush, we mentioned the word kush before, legabe de piko, it's the piece that holds on to the string that's being woven in the loom. Ho'imo is the piece that the tzemer goes around in order to then pull it, in order to push it into the back and forth, the crisscross of the tvio. V'amakel, a metal stick that's used to guide behemoth. Simponio is a type of musical instrument. You'll notice, you'll recognize the word symphony. That's the same sheresh. V'cholil, also a type of musical instrument, is actually a gemara in Shabbos Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis that needs a special drasha. Minayin l'mashmiya kol b'klei matchos shutameh shenema kol dover asher yovei bo'esh. This is a pasuk of Kelim in Pashas Matos. Afilu, when it says kol dover asher yovei, afilu dibur b'mashma. Reb Chaim, in Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi in Perek Yud Hilchus Kelim, Halachot Dezvov, says that you need a drasha on this because who says that playing music is clay maisa? Not enough to have something functional. It has to be something functional that does something. What's the doing over here? Playing music? Shnei Pasuk called Dava, but that's also called doing something. So now that's why you need a Pasuk. Umitzupim, if they're covered over with metal babets and they're made out of eitz, tohirim, because you go by the Ikka Kli. That's where we explained according to the Rambam. The Rav brings it that way. According to the Rash, you're going to have to, we're dealing with Tum Yishonah, B'chi Agadn Loi Gozru on Matecha Shehoya Tomei, when it's only used as a tzipui. By the way, in both places, both Shtiklach of Mitzupin, the Loshon of the Rav is very shved. The Loshon of the Rav is over here, Mushal Eitz, U'mitzupin Nechoshes Tomei. Now, it happens to be that the Rav goes with the Rambam because it says, Klo, the reason why it's Tahar is because the Iker of the Kli is Eitz, not you don't go Basa the Tzipui. So why does he say, U'mitzupin Nechoshes Tomei? He says that before also, the Tzipui is of something that was Tomei. So you look at the Mufashim, Mufashim say there has to be a mistake in the Loshon of the Rav. It can't be like the Rash and the Rambam together, and he holds like the Rambam. You're going to have to read that into the Loshon of the Rav. Simponio, im yesh bo beis kibul knofai. That means is some of these musical kelim, there was some type of beis kibul there, where there was put something that would enhance the sound. Knofai, I don't know exactly what that is. An extra piece of the flute. Ben kach u ben kach tmeh, because even if you hold that kli eitz pshutim are tor, and that's why it's only the tzipui of metal, and that's why it's tor here, but over here it has a beis kibul. Once it has a base kibble, then the Kli Eitz is also Mekabel Tumah. According to the Rash, it's a little bit harder to explain this, because the reason why it's Torah over here is because we're dealing with Tumah Yishonah. The Tumah Yishonah we don't say on a Tzipui. So we also, the Tzipui L'chayr is metal, and the Gzeir of Tumah Yishonah is only on Kli Mateches. If it's only for Tzipui L'chayr, we're not guys. You have to say, because there's a Kli Kibble, we upgrade the chshivus, and now we consider it proper clay mateches. So once it's clay mateches, it doesn't have the status of a tzipui, and memela wimetamatum yishana. Obviously, you're going to have to add that piece.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.